This is Bird Note. The call of the common loon is a symbol of the far north. Hear a loon in a movie, and there's a good chance the scene isn't far from the Arctic Circle. But common loons once nested as far south as southern New England, Ohio, Iowa, and California. Human activity and changes to the landscape in these more populated areas has made it harder for loons to persist. There have been encouraging signs in recent years that common loons could make a comeback in the southern parts of their range. Biologists have reintroduced loons to carefully chosen lakes in New England. And in the Pacific Northwest, scattered breeding populations remain. They seem to like decent-sized lakes with deep coves, good water quality, and plenty of fish. You can help welcome loons back to the places they once lived by enjoying them from a respectful distance, limiting the amount of boating on lakes where they're found, avoiding lead fishing gear, collecting garbage that loons could get tangled in, and preserving vegetation along the shoreline. Learn more about common loon conservation at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is in memory of Miriam Williams of Seattle, whose sense of humor, love of birds, and support of Bird Note made the world brighter.
Yo, it's Eboshi.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind. I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car. You were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do, take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin. Don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant. Don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double Ds. You know what I like? Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Bernie ABC.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bandage up yours!
Welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. This is my first chance to wish you a happy new year. We took a well-needed winter break here on Girly So Groovy. My husband and I were road tripping across southern Arizona for a couple of weeks, and I feel like that desert sun has seeped in my brain, and I'm hoping that stepping back in the studio after a couple of weeks off, this is going to be like a bicycle, and I will not forget how to steer this show. I need to say, it is a thrill to be back in studio, but more importantly, it's been a thrill to get your feedback from our last 2 episodes of Girly So Groovy. We did our annual holiday extravaganza, and before that, we did our top 10 Girly So Grooviest and honorable mention albums for 2025. Both those shows are still available for you. You can go to our website, mixcloud.com/girly so groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE, if you care to listen. coming up in the first hour of this very first episode of 2026 here on Girly So Groovy. I've got music on the way from Ani DeFranco, May Simonis, music coming up from Suzanne Vega, Hole, Throwing Muses, Emmy Lou Harris. But when we talk about the first episode of 2026 as your loyal music programmer, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I still have a bevy of albums from 2025 that I ran out of time to share with you in 2025. So over the next couple of weeks, I'll be bringing in new releases that are still from 2025 that still have not made their way onto Girly So Groovy. And that is how we kick off the entire 2 hours this week. Award-winning alternative Americana crossover artist Brandi Carlile. She returned back in October with her 8th album, Returning to Myself. And obviously, as the title suggests, it is a tender, introspective affair. So kicking off 2026 with new music from 2025, here is Brandi Carlile here on Girly So Groovy.
Is there some freewheeling watcher shooting marbles in the sky, holding your ears between their fingers, watching it burn till the fire dies? Why is it heroic to untether? How is alone some holy grail? And if we really come, go unknown, couldn't I find myself in jail? Oh, keeper, how I love you. I love you and you and you. And returning to myself is such a lonely thing to do, but it's the only thing to do. Is it evolving, turning inward? Oh, what an easy way to be. Only kneeling at the altar of the great and mighty me. Let me break myself apart. Instead and scatter to my birth. To be the gospel without words. Oh, my darlings, how I love you. I love you and you and you. And returning to myself is such a lonely thing to do, but it's the only thing to do. No honor in the pilgrimage until a soul returns to hold another's hand, and then, and only then, it learns that life is like a stone, only skipping for a time. It'll never see the other side. And I was born to love you. I love you and you and you. Oh, returning to myself is such a lonely thing to do. Returning to myself.
only thing I wanna do.
For my age, my protection from what harms. You will reach for me on our darkest days, and I will come home to your arms. And I will hold you dear while my shadow's long.
Seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go looking for.
A little Simon and Garfunkel for you there. But honey, let's not forget that this is girly, so groovy. So this time, Simon and Garfunkel's song, The Boxer, is taken on by Emmylou Harris, an enduring progressive force in alternative country since the 1970s. She took on the Simon and Garfunkel song, The Boxer, and put that on her 1980 album, Roses in the Snow. In the middle, it is Muscle Shoals, Alabama, country folk duo, The Secret Sisters, with their song, Hold On Dear. That comes from their album, the album Saturn Return, released in 2020, an album produced by Brandi Carlile. And that's how we started the entire 2 hours off here on the program. Brand new music from Brandi Carlile. The new album is called Returning to Myself. We listened to the opening track and title track, Returning to Myself. If you tuned into our annual holiday extravaganza right before Christmas, you will know that Brandi Carlile was featured as part of that episode as well. Completely forgot myself that we did that and then started this week off with something much more new. If you are still in that Christmas spirit, that holiday spirit, you can listen to that episode. It's on our listening page, mixcloud.com/girly. So groovy. Okay, let's keep things moving along. An album that got some traction last year and will continue to do so into 2026 comes from a singer-songwriter that is just a pure trailblazer for the music that she's made. When Suzanne Vega released her debut album in 1985, she was a smart, fresh new voice from New York City's urban folk scene, possessing a style and point of view all her own. Well, 40 years and 10 albums later, Suzanne Vega has refined her style without changing much at the core. She is a storyteller with a keen eye and a clever, stylish turn of the phrase. Her latest album, Flying with Angels, proves Suzanne Vega is an artist who is built for the long haul. One of the tracks that I absolutely adore on the new album from Suzanne Vega is actually a song all about another singer-songwriter built for the long haul. On the new album Flying with Angels, Suzanne Vega has a song that pays homage to Lucinda Williams. The song is called Lucinda. Here is Suzanne Vega right now here on You Know It, You Love It, Girly, So Groovy.
Springfield of the South, leatherette pants and a pale pink mouth. Beehive, bleach blonde, shoulder length straw. Voice is sweet, mostly raw. Watch her and she'll mesmerize. What's in those black rimmed eyes? Traveling preacher, born fighter, work that brimstone, that hellfire. She holds the light, cinders what comes after.
strong and proud, just a little bit frail. With her cowboy slouch, her stage star angle, I love her cause she's blunt and humble.
Shaking on my knees.